opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm going to be a roaster for life.
I do lather my body up with soaps, a lot of good stuff. Take a shower daily. Wash my face daily. Wash my feet daily. I just don't scrub them in the shower. All right? I don't. This or that. Is that a problem? You can pick one or the other. Are you a foot scrubber in the shower or not? Don't be embarrassed. I don't scrub my feet. Everyone's saying I'm just this gross individual. I have beautiful feet. And I'm going to be showcasing them the rest of the week, Wednesday through Friday,
that's
with my
fair.
Flip-flops. And you're going to see them, and you're going to marvel at the beauty that is.
Don't do that.
Joe Spadoni's feet. 888-957-9570.
That's nasty.
Why?
Feet are nasty, dude.
Well, some people love feet. I'll say that. I might get some tips.
Rex
tomorrow.
Ryan.
I might get some tips.
Sure.
Tomorrow.
Some people love, you know, caviar, and some people love escargot and all those things.
Escargot's delicious. It just tastes like butter and garlic.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on
Well, you crickets. Haven't even tried it. You haven't even tried it. How do you
I don't need to eat insects.
Why?
Because I don't need to.
You just don't need to?
Just like I don't need to see your feet.
You're going to, whether you like it or not. You're going to look at them tomorrow. Sean is in Fremont, Joe. He wants to join in the conversation. It's this or that. And by the way, we have a Giants, a Shasky Giants rant we're going to revisit a little bit later as well. So you're not going to want to miss that. But first and foremost, we're talking feet on the roast, roasting the feet. Sean, this or that? Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not?
I do scrub my feet, but I got a question for you. If you don't wash your feet in the shower, or if you don't scrub your feet in the shower, do you wear shoes in the house?
Do I wear shoes? Do I wear shoes in the house? I'm usually wearing socks when I'm in my house. That's generally what I'm doing. But my floors are very clean, if that's what you're getting at, Sean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because I didn't want to assume that if you scrub your feet. If you don't scrub your feet, you wear shoes in the house, because that's kind of gross too.
Well, no, I never do. No, I'm a yeah, hell no. Thank you, Sean.
So, okay, here comes some of my bizarre behavior. So, like, I have an entire set of socks that are dedicated for shoes, and then various levels of shoes.
Okay.
Right? Like, the higher-end socks for... Anyway, that being said, I have a whole nother set of socks that are colored socks that are grays and blacks that are only for walking around the house with no shoes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
No, it's not.
Socks
because
just
white
for the
shoes,
house is weird.
What?
Socks just for the house to
yeah,
wear.
They're called house socks. Like, that's what I do.
It's very odd.
Yeah, and the reason why is because the floors at times, when you have dogs and a kid and they're spilling stuff, it can get dirty. You don't want to ruin the good socks that go into shoes because you don't want to ruin your shoes. Again, this is all about proper, you know, hygiene.
What are you just get normal socks. What is, you, like, your feet need like different levels of socks? What is wrong with your feet?
No, I'm just saying it's like you got socks that are dedicated for walking around on the hardwood floors.
No, you got dress socks and you just got everyday socks. That's the, there's two socks in life. You have dress socks and you have everyday socks. No. Yeah, I have black high top socks that I wear all the time. And I have some dress socks. There you go. I don't need anything else. I don't. It's easy. Simple.
And then I have I got Nike Elite socks that go when I play ball. Right? Like everyone's got that, right? No?
Sure. Benny wears some Nike socks as well. You know? But it's not the end all be all if you wore some low top white ones as well. Doesn't matter. Right, Carter?
I agree.
There you go. That's it. By the way, be sure you're locked in on Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys. Podcast. Am I right, Sammy? You guys talking feet this episode?
Yeah, and how all we ways we wash them. I hope Dibs washes his feet. I was in need of some clean feet.
There you go. Speaking of the Giants, Broseph, we'll get into what you had to say a year ago today. As I say, once again, happy birthday to my little sister, Hannah, who's turning 26 today. And also happy birthday to J.J. Redick, head coach of your favorite team, the Los Angeles Lakers. You love J.J. Redick. He has his naps timed out.
Stop it.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
No one likes J.J. Redick.
Timed out, bro. We could continue this or that, 888-957-9570 on the feet scrubbing or not. I did want to also touch on what Anthony Slater just said, Joe. In regards to Jimmy Butler being the big move this summer, if you will, if you viewed it in that lens, if you're a Warriors fan, I do think you would take that. Like, I think we're a couple months removed now from the high that was the Jimmy Butler signing or trade, I should say. You brought him over. It was amazing immediately. You started winning, right? You got to the second round of the Western Conference. You came up short. Steph got hurt. That sucked. And the downer that was the couple weeks after that, I think we've had enough time to take a deep breath, step back, and say, okay, that was successful. I can't wait to see what a full offseason is going to look like. Is that enough for a Warriors fan, though? Is that enough for you? I want to ask first and foremost, Joe, of like just telling yourself, hey, Jimmy Butler was the big signing this year, and that's going to be basically the big signing of this free agency period.
Good enough to do what? Have a fun year or win a championship?
Well, what are your expectations of the team?
Have a fun year, but I think they want to win a championship, right? And I would say that like I just have doubts. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I just have doubts that a 35, 36, and 38-year-old guy can all stay healthy for the long enough time to qualify for the playoffs and then, you know, make it through the entire playoff grind.
I would argue that they have just as much of a chance as anyone else in the West, not named the favorites, the Oklahoma City, where everyone's going to be shoehorning them in as the favorites to win it all. Like, I think there are a lot of flawed teams everywhere in the West and in the East, quite frankly. So just to say that...
Yeah, but they're also the oldest.
Okay, but some of those other teams are also old.
I mean, there's been 80 seasons of NBA basketball. We've never had a champion with the three best players be this old.
I understand, but the wear and tear, as we're talking about every single place, like the Denver Nuggets have a lot of injury history too. They have a lot of wear and tear there. Jokic is getting older too. Jamal Murray, the guy's got how many different ligament damages around his body? Aaron Gordon, the same thing. Like, I have question marks there. We'll see with Houston. Listen, this whole thing with Kevin Durant's great. They needed a score. They got him. Kevin Durant's failed in his last couple locations.
Yeah, but they have Amos miserably Thompson is 22 or whatever.
Sure.
Also, right? So that's where it's different.
Again, I understand. Let's see it first and foremost before we give out a grade. The Timberwolves, you know what? Maybe they're destined not to get to a finals. Maybe this is that was their shortcoming again. They made it back-to-back to conference finals, and they can't get over that hump. We'll see, right? The Lakers. LeBron James, he's going to opt back in $50 million. I don't know. Luka and him, can it really work? They were bounced in the first round. I'm not sure.
Everyone has questions.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why can't the Warriors?
Because the questions are, like, no, I'm telling you, the biggest doubt I have is, like, the age. And I think it's you could scoff at it all you want, but I think they'd be doing something that'd be defying history.
Right. And that's, I can't, like, keep going back to that. Like, the age. Yes, it's going to be a conversation, and I get it, but, like, it is what it is at this point. So, yeah, I was concerned about the age with Steph, with the wear and tear, with the 3-1 blown lead in the first round, and that obviously contributed to him having that slight tear and him not being able to complete that second round. I get that. But at the same time, I can't be worrying about that all season long, right? I just can't. I can't. Just like people are worrying about Jonathan Kuminga all the time. Like, I don't know, man.
But how you play the regular season out. Like, I do think this is a real element. Like, as we talk strategy, like, the strategy is, like, all right, well, the sweet spot of playing Steph, Jimmy, and Dre is how many games?
Like minutes-wise?
No.
Or throughout just the games? Year. Oh.
If there's an 82-game season, how many do you need to have from all three of them to be able to be a locked top 16?
What do you think?
I don't know. Like, if they played it combined together, 60 games, that would be kind of surprising.
Really? Like, too many or too few?
No, I'm saying all of them were healthy for 60 games together from start to finish. I think that would be kind of surprising.
I'm very curious to see what a full offseason together is going to look like in terms of, like, because let's not get it twisted. Steph was playing a lot of basketball last summer, too. Like, yeah. He was playing the Olympics. He was their best player, obviously, when they needed it the most, being Serbia, France, all of that, the night heard around the world. And he was working a lot offseason. Brandon Podziemski was working a lot in the offseason. He also got hurt early on last season, too. Jonathan Kuminga got hurt. So, yeah, it's going to be the same conversation for every team. It's going to be health. But particularly with this team, it's those three guys. And that's why, again, like, are they in a position to just move off young assets like they are, like really young assets for veterans that also might get hurt? And then you're losing, you know, another spot in the rotation, I mean, because Kuminga's of a hurt guy. D'Anthony Melton, like, the fact that they were relying on that guy. No, seriously, we scoff now, but they were relying on D'Anthony Melton staying healthy. And it sucks that he tore his ACL. Well, that was awful.
They relied on Kuminga, and Kuminga's 22, and he got hurt.
He did. I'm going to bank on the health of Jonathan Kuminga going forward.
He's got hurt now a couple times.
Okay, fair enough. He did have some stretches. More so, it was the wear and tear early on there with the tendonitis, right, in the knee. They were just saying that was just, he's never had a workload like that in the past. And I'm curious to see if they do sign him, the workload that he's going to get. Is he going to be coming off the bench? Is he going to be starting? Are they going to stagger his minutes? And that's going to be, again, another Rubik's Cube puzzle for Steve Kerr to solve. It's the wear and tear with those three older guys. But is that good enough for you, Dub Nation, if you just said, hey, Jimmy Butler, just look at him as being the offseason signing of this summer. Is that good enough for you? And here's what Anthony Slater had to say about it, who joined us last hour.
And I do think they need to sharpen and make some moves this summer, but I also don't feel like it's a few years ago where it felt like they were so far away. They made the big move. The big move was at the deadline. It was Jimmy Butler. Now they just need to fill out a rotation a little bit better around them.
Oh, Matt Nahegian doesn't scrub his feet in the shower? Oh, there you go. There's a chalk one up for
me. I mean, that don't surprise me.
I mean,
that just strengthens Shasky in his case.
We should have asked Anthony Slater first and foremost.
Probably burning heaters in the shower taking his shower.
That's psychotic behavior. That's Henry Hill, Goodfellas
drinking
type of stuff.
Drinking one of those energy drinks and one of them coffees from 7-Eleven that he loves while burning the heater.
I like 7-Eleven coffee.
He's in a hurry.
They got a good deal.
I gotta listen and produce. You know, 7-Eleven.
You know, 7-Eleven has a rewards program. They have great deals. I love me, Matt. Some 7-Eleven. This or that? Do you scrub your feet in the shower or not? 888-957-9570. Was Jimmy Butler the only big move this summer? Is that good enough for Warriors fans? I wonder. Speaking of the Warriors, though, and their chances next year, you're a little more skeptical because
I'm just saying that I have doubts on just staying healthy with that core as the top three players on the team. I think that's a fair point of view. I'm not even saying that I'm right or wrong. I just think if you were going to list, like, some of the doubts, the very first one would be, all right, so you're telling me a 38-year-old who got hurt at the end of this year, a 36-year-old who didn't play at all for the first half, got hurt in the playoffs and was compromised, and then another guy, Draymond Green, who's 35 years old, going to turn 36, who has had suspensions and injuries the last couple years, stayed relatively healthy, played 67 games this year. They're all going to stay healthy the whole year, and you're going to be good enough to be one of the top six teams and avoid what happened this year. Whew. Now, I could see a scenario where that happens, and I could see a scenario where that does not happen.
They were really freaking good with Jimmy Butler when he came there. Like, they like did not get blown out very many times, if at all, really, when him, Steph, and Draymond were in the lineup. Like, that team is really freaking good. Extrapolate that over a full season.
Yeah, but they played a lot of bad teams, too.
They did.
They only played a handful of legitimate playoff teams, none of them were at full strength.
You're going to play some bad teams next year. Hell, the East is looking like dog doo-doo again, and you're going to play the East a bunch, obviously. You're going to play everyone, but in the West, it's going to be a little more of a gauntlet. But all of a sudden, Joe, some of those teams, like the Memphis Grizzlies, might be cheeks next year. They might be booty.
Maybe.
Blazers are going to stink.
I think the Jazz Spurs are going to be a lot better.
The Jazz are going to stink. Well, let's see with Wemby and the Spurs. I don't know the health there.
I mean, they beat you without Wemby.
Sure. Fair enough. They did. Harrison Barnes revenge game. Happened, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. But this gauntlet that is the Western Conference, I understand it's more deep than the East, but I'm very curious to see how they're going to do. Nick Friedell joined us yesterday, our Odyssey NBA insider. Great interview. If you missed any of it, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. He agrees with you. Health is the name of the game for the Golden State Warriors.
I think they're really good if they can stay healthy, as we know. Who knows at this point with Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy at the ages and the wear and tear they've dealt with all those extra playoff years on their body, the Warriors are going to make another move, another couple moves, of course. And it remains to be seen exactly who those guys are, what happens with Kuminga, all the storylines you guys go through day to day. But where I am hesitant to make any definitive call on the Warriors right now is because I know Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob, once that trade deadline rolls around in the middle of next year, we're going to be sitting here talking about, all right, well, what happens? And is there a star, one more star that they can acquire to kind of piece together with what they've got now?
One more star doesn't seem likely at this point. Now, what you consider a star? Anthony Slater, who joined us again last hour, 95% of the Game Warriors Insider, he mentioned a name that was interesting that could be up for grab. Jrue Holiday. Is that a guy that would interest
you? Are they going to trade with you?
Again, well, I don't know. You've done trades with them in the past, and again, maybe they feel some type of way about the GP2.
After that GP2 deal.
I know. But Jrue Holiday, would that be a name that interests you right now, Joe?
I would like Jrue Holiday. Again,
but he's older.
But
he's
what
30,
is that? He's 35. Forget the age. Like, what does that do for pods?
I don't know. Maybe you move off of him if you're just going to double down. If this is the last chance, as Nick Friedell told us yesterday, this last season that they could truly win a title, maybe you just go all in on the old guys.
I'd rather have Derek White than Jrue Holiday, but I would take Jrue Holiday in a heartbeat.
What's Jrue Holiday making right now?
I bet it's 28, 29, 30.
I pull it up right now. He is making a 33.6 his average. So he's going to be making 32 in the apron salary, $32.4 million heading into next year. So, okay. All right. Derek White, I think, is probably around the same thing. Yeah, Derek White, younger, obviously. I'd rather have him.
Better ball handler.
Great defensive player. He can switch a bunch, and he can shoot the ball. Hell, he won them a game against the Knicks.
He's pods on steroids for this team.
Right, no, that's absolutely. And he's a champion.
Yeah.
And he's played in a couple finals now.
Played for Steve Kerr in the Olympics.
Yeah, that matters.
And played alongside Steph Curry. So I think he would be, if I was going to like target kind of a non-superstar player, that would be the guy that I would be trying to get. And if it costs you Pajemski, so be it.
Who are the players you're willing to part with right now, Dub Nation? Outside of the big three, is everyone on the table for you? And future picks. Like, is there anyone that's untouchable outside of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph for you? Jimmy, Dre, Steph. There you go. 888-957-9570. I start doing nicknames, Joe, and then I get myself all over the place. I was like, did I say the right names? I could just go Curry, Butler, and Green. It might be easier to do that. Speaking of the Warriors and having a puncher's chance, here's Nick Friedell talking about it yesterday.
I still think they have a puncher's chance to win one more because I still believe in Steph at the level that he's playing at right now. I still believe in Jimmy being able to show something different than what he did at the end of that Minnesota series because, guys, I think we'd all agree, after he took that fall in Houston, he just wasn't the same. His body just wasn't moving the way that we're used to seeing him. So in my mind, as I look at the Warriors, you take OKC certainly ahead of them and maybe Denver, depending on what they do around Jokic. But I still think they have a chance. And that was the whole reason to make that Jimmy move, to give yourself one more chance. But I think this is the year coming. This is the moment. If they don't do it this year, then the door is probably shut.
you know, I know I'm the old guy in the room, all right? So bear with me here.
Father Time, undefeated.
But when I hear, like, oh, they got a puncher's chance, you know who I think of?
Who?
I think of Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson's punch out?
No. Just like, oh. He was the baddest dude on the planet. I could never imagine anybody beating him. And then he loses to Buster Douglas. And then ends up, you know, going to jail. And it was just basically every match was like, it's Tyson. It's Tyson. He's got a puncher's chance. He's got the most feared right hand in the world. And it was just, I'll read it in order. Defeated Peter McNally and defeated Bruno, but then loses to Holyfield. Disqualified to Holyfield. I mean, it's just, it's lost to Lennox Lewis, lost to Danny Williams, lost to Kevin McBride.
Come on, get to the name we all want there at the end. What's his most recent L against?
I don't know who.
Dude, it's Jake Paul.
Stop it.
Come on. We were all locked in. Jake Paul, 1-0. I'm saying, like, versus Mike Tyson, baby.
When I hear, like, puncher's chance, I'm not mad at Friedle. It's just that. That's how we talked about Tyson, and it's laughable now. But in real time, we talked ourselves into it's Tyson. Well, he still got it.
Well, no, we were that. I brought it up because we were literally talking about that during that Netflix like fight. We all Mike Tyson is so long of the tooth. He's so old, right? Like, we knew he wasn't gonna beat Jake Paul, but you tuned in. Why? It's like, man, it's Tyson. Maybe he does land one. That's why, Joe. That was why it made it so interesting. Now, in hindsight, it's laughable. Guy was exhausted after one round. He looked like he was hurt. It was all bad.
He's 55.
But you tuned in because you thought he could kick Jake Paul's ass.
No. I tuned in because it was Tyson, period.
But why? That's what I'm saying. You tuned in why?
Because it's Jake Paul and Tyson, and I love seeing a car wreck.
So the spectacle of it.
Yeah, I'm more curious why he was chewing on his glove mid-fight. That was so weird.
Apparently he did that, though. That's what they were saying on the broadcast. They used to do that in the past. I don't the highlight of that entire thing was Mike Tyson.
The butt.
No, the big thank you. The butt cheeks. The full moon. Yeah. The Rikishi, dude. I mean, that's what
your feet look like when you don't wash them, dude.
You mean sexy?
No.
I mean, we won the tiebreaker with Nahegan. So.
That's true. I mean, if you pull,
that's who I'm getting my hygiene from.
Say,
I mean,
dude, have you seen that hairline? It's immaculate. The guy is so coiffed with that hair. He gets a haircut every 2 weeks. Looks incredible, just like you. And you tell us about it all the time. Are you getting a haircut soon, by the way?
I am. It's getting really long. Yeah,
there you go. It's getting too long.
But the problem is,
too long.
The more I cut off the top, the more exposed the bald spot becomes.
You look fine, dude. Get the Hims. They have that. The shampoo that makes it thicker. I use it. It's great. Yeah.
Do you scrub the bald spot?
The jokes. I mean, Sam, you beat me to the punch.
What bald spot? It's receding. I don't have a bald spot. No, there's difference.
Saying, do you use the Hims on your feet? Is the joke. Like, you're just talking about scrubbing it in.
Maybe the hairs on my feet now are looking more immaculate. So that's a good point, Sam. There you go.
That's another layer I just did not need to hear.
You want it, dude? You guys are asking about my body, and I'm telling you about it. All right, I'm just giving you the people what they want. All right, 888-957-9570. We got
like if someone says you a puncher's chance, right? Like a puncher's chance, like normally, like when someone and I love Nick, but like what do you mean? Like a 5% chance, a 10% chance? What does a puncher's chance mean?
I think 10% solid. They did not have a puncher's chance this time last year. They did not. There was no way that team was doing anything. They have a chance this year, though. They do. I truly believe
that. Talking about heading into the year, yeah, I probably would have felt the same way.
Yeah, last year heading into the season, it was, can I get a first-round series? Now it's, can we get to the conference finals? Like, that's a big jump. I think we need to take a step back and realize they made a significant change, and the expectations have now shifted. Right, Sammy?
Potentially, but also if we want to talk about what a puncher's chance is, according to the odds makers, a puncher's chance is +2,900 to win a title next
and
year.
And what are there in the standings there? Sixth best, fifth best? What is that in the NBA?
That is the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's the 12th best.
Okay.
Behind the Timberwolves, behind the Spurs, behind the Magic.
See, the Spurs, the Magic stopped.
Behind
you
the Cavs.
Lost me there. There's no way the Magic stopped.
I'm just reading off with this again, betting. This is per FanDuel. If you want something better odds maker,
I'd like DraftKings instead. How about that?
Let me go find DraftKings.
Thank you.
I'm agnostic when it comes to my daily sports fantasy stuff.
But a part of that is why the Magic are there is because of the East being like dog doo doo now.
Well, that's a part of the path and who you have to go through. I think is part you know, of the skepticism.
It is pretty crazy when I look at the landscape of the Western Conference, and I feel like if I plugged in any of those second tier teams, that I'd be taking them as the favorite in the West. Like, if you drop the Minnesota Timberwolves in the East right now, I'm taking the Timberwolves.
Yeah, just like if I put the Niners into the, you know, AFC North, I wouldn't look at them the same.
You wouldn't. Yeah, right? You're right.
Like, yeah, I get it. You know, drop them into the AFC South, and I feel a hell of a lot better.
DraftKings has them at plus 2,000, the ninth best odds. So that's a puncher's chance for me. Ninth best odds to win the title. Okay. You got a puncher's chance. And I would,
better than 12.
Again, I think they have the same chance as the T-Wolves, as the Nuggets, as the Lakers, as the Rockets next year. I would put them in that group right there. I don't think that's crazy, is it?
T-Wolves, Lakers, and Nuggets are plus 1,300, 1,400, and 1,500, yeah, respectively.
It's, again, I'm putting them, it's apples or what are minus 200 or plus 200 for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm skeptical that Durant could stay healthy throughout the whole year, which is, you know, one of their premium guys.
That's why the Thunder are the pick, is because of the health of those guys, the age.
They're all in their primes. They're all in their primes. Going into it.
Exactly.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them. The Cavs, quite frankly, the same thing. And they dealt with their injuries last year, and that's going to be a concern, mm-hmm, again for them come playoff time. Can Donovan Mitchell stay healthy? Can Evan Mobley stay healthy? Can any of those guys stay healthy at the right time?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.